Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Hadas Kuznets with Michael Sultan of Revolution Taco. How many years now has Revolution Taco been open?
We are going on our third year.
Woo woo.
Yeah, it's great.
Going strong.
And going strong.
You're still taking the truck out.
I still take the truck out. Me personally, I still take the truck out. Yeah.
All right. Well, this year is a really good year for you guys because Cinco de Mayo falls on a Saturday.
Unbelievable. And it's going to be a beautiful 70-degree taco eating Saturday.
So tell me about the importance of having this holiday on a Saturday for a taco truck owner.
It's like Christmas for taco trucks. It's people are off from work and they can really just like spend the whole day enjoying really good drinks and really good food everywhere. And people really get into it in the city. They really, really get into the whole Cinco de Mayo feel. Our first year open, we were shocked at the amount of people that came through from lunch to dinner. I'd never seen, I think, about 600 people walk through the doors of our little 900 square foot taco shop in Rittenhouse.
So how much better is business on Cinco de Mayo than other days of the week?
I mean, it's triple and easily.
So if it's on a Saturday, how much even better than that is the business?
I mean, it's not only a Saturday, but the weather's been so cold up until now, and then you got a 70-degree Saturday and the first weekend in May, and it's Cinco de Mayo. I mean, we're extra staffed up this year, even from last year and the year before.
Okay. So it's going to be all tacos. It's the taco weekend.
Yeah, all taco weekend.
All taco weekend.
Yeah.
So what makes for an excellent taco?
That's a good question. I personally think that the making of a good taco contains a few key components. All Latin food in general, I think, contain these components that make it like pop. It's salt, fat, heat, acid, and texture. That's how you got to think. And they all have to be present in those different dishes and those combinations of foods to really give you that, like, you know, you get it in the mouth and you got the heat and then you have acid from, you know, citrus or lime or oranges or whatever the case may be, you know, and then you get crunch and texture in these tacos. And that's really, I think, what really sets things up.
So if you're making a taco at home, what's like your cannot have a taco without ingredient?
Ooh, I'd say lime. I'd say some heat. I mean, I we make our own hot sauces, but, you know, there's so many good hot sauces on the market that really, like, you know, bring out a lot of flavor in, you know, I like protein that has, you know, grill, smoky, like fat to it, you know, like dark meat chicken or like steak with like ribeye that has a lot of fat in it. So you get like a nice, like, you know, you have like a little bit of that grease and you have like, you know, the salt from your rubs or your marinades or your adobos or whatever you like to put on it. And then, you know, you need some texture. I like something a little crispy, or maybe the shell's like extra little bit crispy, or, you know, maybe even some raw cabbage or some like grilled corn or something that gives you a little bit of crunch while you're eating it.
So if you're doing taco night at home,
mm-hmm.
what do you put in the, you like a little cabbage?
Yeah,
little,
I mean, me,
steak?
Me, like at home, my girlfriend, she loves like a grilled steak with like a more of a Latin salsa verde with like, you know, like herb and like lime and garlic and, you know, heat to it. So you have like a pop of like freshness in it, you know, and then we always have some sort of crunch, like whether it's some like shaved red cabbage or some like maybe some like crispy tortilla sticks that we fry up and season and you know, a nice grilled. You got to grill the tortillas too. You got to put them in a pan with a little bit of oil, you know, get them soft, like have a little bit of heat to them so they're not just cold.
Taco night at your house is the bomb, huh?
Taco night at our house is the bomb. The neighbors have knocked on the door a couple times smelling the grill outside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For real, though?
For sure. They've seen my Revolution Taco shirts and they're like, we go there all the time. Are you making tacos right now? And knocked on the door.
Can we come over and have dinner
with
you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's a great way to be a good neighbor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So since Cinco de Mayo is on a Saturday, the whole weekend is taco weekend, and you've got a lot of things happening this
weekend.
We have
a lot of things happening, yeah.
So Cuatro de Mayo.
Cuatro de Mayo. We're starting at the Schmitz Commons Piazza with Salsa Night. It's the first night, Salsa Night of the year. Last year, by the end of the season, they had over 1,000 people dancing to a live band in the middle of the piazza, which is an awesome space if you've never been there. So we'll be there with our taco truck, Revolution Taco Truck, there on Friday night. And then the next day on Saturday at Revolution Taco, all day free chicharron, We have fresh.
What's chicharrón?
So chicharrón is a fried pig skin. You cook it and you dry it, and then when you put it in the deep fryer, it puffs up like super crispy and crackles. We make our own like barbecue spice seasoning for it with like a poblano ranch that we make from scratch, roasted poblano ranch for it.
And it's a snack.
It's a snack, yeah. We'll have them there hot all day. You can get some for free when you're eating tacos. And then we'll have some fresh juices that you can bring your own tequila and mix with. We'll provide you with the juice and the cup and all that stuff. And then out front, we're going to be grilling, setting up a little grill. We're going to do steak tacos. We're going to do fresh mahi grilled tacos. And we're also going to do a roasted oyster mushroom taco.
And then you're taking the truck out.
And the truck will be at the South Street Spring Fest, Cinco de Mayo South Street Spring Fest, which I can only imagine is going to be massive, 60,000 people shoulder to shoulder on South Street. Phenomenal festival.
So people can get their taco fix.
They can get their taco fix, you know, from us, any place in the city. We will be south and east and west and yeah.
You want to tell people where you are?
We are at 20th and Walnut, Revolution Taco. Also, the truck you can find this coming weekend, South Street Festival. The following weekend will be in Clark Park. And then you can always book us for catering if you'd like.
What's your website?
It's 33rdStreetHospitality.com.
And can they book you through the website?
Yeah, they can book us through the website.
Anything else you want to add about tacos? Because, I mean, this is really the taco weekend. This is the start of the taco season, if there is such a thing. It seems like everybody loves tacos, but particularly Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's almost an American holiday. I have Latin employees. I'm like, hey, what are we going to do for Cinco de Mayo? And they're like, nothing. They're like, work for you? I'm like, okay. And it's more of an, you know, I worked in restaurants in Bucks County, and it seemed like, you know, Cinco de Mayo, the first year I worked in certain restaurants, was the same thing. 300-400 people showed up to these restaurants, and we barely even served tacos.
Well, you know what Cinco de Mayo translates to, right?
Yeah, May 5th.
An excuse to drink.
Right, Thursday.
It starts on Thursday,
yeah, right? Exactly.
All right, so this year it's on a Saturday. It hasn't happened in a long time. How excited are you?
It's like an eclipse. I mean, it's literally like Christmas for taco shops. I mean, me and my business partner all day were trying to figure out how to structure. We were like, can we move everything around at Revolution Taco to get more people in there? Because it is pretty intense, the amount of people that come in there, and it's not a very big space. So we get it.
What's the prep for that like?
So fortunately, we have a huge prep kitchen outside of the city in East Falls. So a lot of the prep for Revolution Taco, our food trucks, and our catering business, 33rd Street Hospitality, gets done there. We also grow our own peppers for the hot sauces there, you know, and we do a lot of the stuff there. So we just ramp up a little bit more. We just, you know, we just increase our quantities that we normally go through in a week, you know, up by another third or a half.
You don't want to run out of stuff.
You don't want to run out of anything. We vowed after the first few months that we were open to never run out of anything, and I think we've accomplished that almost 3 years later.
You don't want any disappointed taco eaters.
You don't want anybody mad walking out of there, especially after they had a couple margaritas in them.
So it's taco, but tacos, it's also margarita weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Can you tell, you guys sell margaritas at?
No, we don't serve alcohol, but we do serve from time to time. We'll serve fresh juices to mix with tequila. So I think if you're going to make a margarita, don't skimp. Go and buy a good tequila or a mezcal and go and get fresh limes and squeeze them. And then you will have a delicious drink. No doubt about it.
That's the secret to
That's
the best margarita.
That's a secret. Fresh.
All right.
Fresh.
Michael Fulton with Revolution Taco. You can Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday?
No, not Sunday. Sunday's a day of rest.
Friday and Saturday, all day, you can get your taco fix during Cinco de Mayo weekend.
Absolutely.
And once again, the website is?
33rd Street Hospitality.
Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy Taco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.